It is the 26th day of November already, if you can believe that. And we are live here in studio this morning. We've got a couple of interviews coming up for you this morning. We're going to be talking with Liz Campbell and Evan Lowe. We'll be interviewing the football and wrestler Owen Murphy this morning. That's all coming up here this morning. And then Liz will give you the scoreboard and highlights from the week. We've got some different hockey going on today. The boys are out. I believe they are in Faribault, or excuse me, they're in Monticello today. It's at 3:15, so the boys' hockey team will be taking on Monticello, and the girls are all the way up in Crookston, and they'll be taking on Crookston at 10 o'clock this morning, so they're just facing off here this morning. And, of course, also this morning we'll have head coach Jeff Staub from the wrestling team joining us this morning, and we welcome you to the studio. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it's it's the wrestling season. It's the grappling season again. Finally,
it is. Yep.
So you helped out with the football team, correct?
Yep. Ninth grade.
So you're doing that, and now that has kind of passed, and then now you get ready for this. So the wrestling season hasn't officially started, right? Or are you practicing yet?
Yeah, we started practicing last Monday. So we had practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday of this week.
Okay, so. Did they put on a few pounds on Thursday then? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the wrestling season always starts that week
when do you start worrying about their weight? And is that like maybe a week from now, 2 weeks from now?
You just kind of get an idea where everybody's at. This week, we weigh them in each day and just kind of see where they're at, where they want to go, where they want to stay, you know, kind of. And then we get a kind of gauge out what our lineup would look like. And the wrestlers kind of talk to each other and figure that out. We don't compete until this Saturday, and it's an individual tournament early in the year. I just kind of, my philosophy is just come in and wrestle kind of where you're at and see where you want to go. And so we don't do too much about the weight.
How many people do you have out this year?
I think our roster is right around 30.
That's pretty good.
28 to 30, something like that.
That's JV and varsity?
That's JV and varsity, yep.
Okay. So, and then how many weight classes are there?
There's 14.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
You've got enough to cover about that.
Yeah, the tricky part is spreading them out over those weights. So sometimes we'll have like four or five kids that all weigh around 132, 138, but there's not many up at, let's say, 220.
Right.
Or something like that. Some of those upper weights are a little harder to fill throughout the years. And this year, for sure, we have a couple spots where we'll have to do some moving around.
Do you have a harder time doing the smaller weights, or like you said, the upper weights maybe?
It depends on the year. Most of the time, and depending on which team you ask, for the years that I've been here in Northfield, we've been kind of blessed with some of the bigger kids and very competitive bigger wrestlers. But we've had to pull up some younger kids to fill up the lower weights. I think a lot of other teams in the state usually tend to have a problem filling in some of those upper weights because there's, you go from 170, 182, 195, 220 heavyweight. That 195, 220 is generally the harder ones to get multiple kids out and wrestle in those areas. They just don't seem to be wrestlers a lot of the time.
Do you tend to put somebody that's maybe 175, 180 in that 220 bracket?
Can only move them up one weight class, so they'd have to win at, let's say, in order to wrestle 220, you'd have to weigh above 195.0. You'd have to weigh above 182.0, because then you would fall into the 195 weight class, which means you can go up one weight class from that.
So what about the heavyweight? That's what, 220 and above?
Yep. Or 220 to 285.
220 to 285.
Yep.
And then 285 is the max?
It is. Until the January 5th or January 1st, they always give a 2-pound growth allowance. So 285 is really 287. And that goes for all weights. It's like 106 would be 108 from January 1st through the rest of the year. So they always do a 2-pound growth allowance.
Did they wrestle 98 pounds still? No.
No, that's been gone for a while.
Has it?
Yeah. It went from 98 to 103 and then 106. I want to say that was a good 15 years ago.
Wow.
At least 10. 10 to 15.
So you start at 106 now.
Yep. Okay. 106 the lowest.
And then they just go up like every 7 pounds from there.
Right? Yeah, it just kind of switches. It goes 106, 113, 120, 126, 132, 138, 145, 152, okay. 160, 170, 182, 195.
Okay, so it moves around a little bit.
There, yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit more weight in between them on the uppers and the lowers. When they get into those middle weights, they usually have about 5 pounds between them.
What do you say your greatest challenge for every start of every year would be?
Getting in shape.
You would be both.
Wrestling shape is different than any other shape. And, you know, that just getting their lungs used to it, because a 6-minute match is it's a lot of energy that you're exerting onto someone, with them exerting that same energy back to you. So just being in wrestling shape is always the biggest challenge in the beginning of the year.
How many football players or fall participants are on the wrestling team?
A lot.
Yeah.
We have there's a big crossover between the football players and the wrestlers. We have a few that some did a little bit of cross country, but other than that, it was mainly football players.
So how many are on the wrestling team that maybe didn't participate in any fall sports or anything?
Well, we always have a few. Some of them, there was not many, maybe 3 or 4.
Okay.
So that's about all I could think of.
So not too bad. I mean, so, and wrestling is completely different, obviously, than cross country.
Oh yeah.
Soccer, football, even. Yeah. I mean, you're in the trenches in football, but that's a completely different matchup, different muscles, everything. So what do these guys got to do? So you started last week. What kind of conditioning are you going to try to get them into before Saturday?
Well, just some we do some conditioning at the end, but just really just live wrestling. I mean, we do conditioning each practice, but it's really getting used to that, to wrestling, you know, to that live wrestling, and you getting that, your heart going in an actual wrestling match, that gets them there. But then we do a, you know, a bunch of other conditioning like you do in football or other sports, but usually for about 10 minutes at the end of practice. But I think the part that really gets them into that wrestling shape is actually wrestling.
Right.
Live. Yeah. So we try to beef up the live, make it a little bit longer, get their hearts going and get them into that wrestling shape. The nice crossover with football, though, is in football, when you tackle somebody, you have to get in this athletic position, and it's basically a double leg takedown in wrestling. So there is a nice transition over from where these guys are used to be, you know, how their stance is and how they're standing, and coming into wrestling. That's why they go hand in hand.
How many returning juniors are there this year?
Returning juniors, so seniors this year?
Yes.
Okay, so the seniors coming in this year. This is actually a year that we've known for years. This year and next year are, out of all the classes that you look from youth all the way up for the past however many years I've been here, I think this is my 7th year here, we kind of knew, we just didn't have, it's not a big wrestling class. We only have two seniors. Two seniors and a handful of juniors, but then sophomores are a pretty big class. It's always been a big wrestling class. We have a lot of wrestlers in that class, and then some of our even 9th, 8th, 7th graders, we got some pretty strong wrestling classes coming out of those as well.
So last year, you knew who was graduating.
Yep.
And you look at your expectations then, right, after coming off that season. Now you're starting all over again.
We are, but we aren't. I mean, we're young, but we have 7 returning state entrants coming back. I mean, I've never had 7 returning state entrants coming back from a year before. We graduated 4 of them. So we sent 11 guys to the state tournament last year, which was a record for us. But we do have, so that's, we are a lot younger, but we have a lot of very good wrestlers coming back and to fill into some of those spots. We just got to shore up some of those weights and get some kids some more experience. We got some new wrestlers this year too, which was really good to see. We got a good 6-7 guys trying it out for the first time, so that's always...
Are they younger? Or like
they are.
Freshmen?
Yep.
Oh, they are, okay.
At freshmen, and then I think we got a junior. And at the heavier weights, you can get kids out relatively late in their career. and still they've had success.
So. Right. So what do you do with the guy that's never wrestled? I mean, there's moves. I mean, there's obviously moves, so you got to teach them something. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, what's the basic fundamental to a person who's never wrestled before?
Well, we first get them in their stance, and then we show them some of the basics, and then we work with them. We got a lot of coaches in the room, which is good, working with them individually. And that's it's a constant in wrestling. We usually always get a few new wrestlers each year, and we just start with the basics with them. And by the end of the year, we have a kid that's a second year this year. He was a freshman last year. Now he's working with some of the new guys, and he's encouraging, hey, you'll pick it up. It's going to take a little bit. And, you know, he's gotten a lot better.
Right.
In just that one year of just being in practice, having the coaches work with him, and the other wrestlers do a good job of working with the new wrestlers and getting them kind of caught up. Now, kind of just the little ins and outs and where your hip should be and what you're reaching for and, you know.
I was going to say, or overreach, right, or something like that, or like when you do get on the mat, it's how do you protect yourself from getting pinned?
Right.
Right? I mean, you got to be able to move on the mat.
You got to move on the mat, got to have your hips down, and there's a bunch of little things, but, you know, that's what we do. When we're in the practice room, we teach them those things, and they practice it over and over and over and over again till it becomes like riding a bike.
And so you practice every day, I'm sure.
Yep.
And then is it just a couple hours? Do you wrestle for an hour and a half and then condition for an hour and a half, or how's that work?
No, we usually lift a couple of times a week too. Some we lift in the mornings and after, depending on which day it is, and then we'll do some warm ups where they're getting stretched out and they're doing some athletic type things, cartwheels, somersaults, all these types of body awareness type stuff. And then we go into wrestling and then we'll wrestle live. Conditioning, we usually, they're conditioning throughout practice, but when it's just straight up conditioning, we're going to run you, we're going to get your heart going. We usually do that the last 10, 15 minutes of practice. But the rest of it is pretty much geared towards wrestling.
Are you strictly inside the gym then, or do you go outside? Or
no, we go, if it's a nice day, we've done jogs around the high school. There's a little path out there. We've done that. We've done stairs in the gym. We've hall runs.
We stairs. I hate the stairs.
They love the stairs. Especially when they're carrying sandbags.
Oh, God. You got them just serious? You can't use the extra weight.
So. Once in a while.
Good or bad? Or is that?
Well, it's not a punishment. It's just getting them.
Just something to do.
Something to do and get them in shape, get their legs strong, and got to have powerful legs. And
how many coaches do you have then on the staff?
Oh, we have quite a few volunteer coaches this year. We have Jules Doliskar was hired on this year as the head girls because we have five girls wrestlers on the team. And with the girls part of wrestling, it's a little bit different. It's not like they're on their own like basketball and hockey is quite right. Yet. So they still practice with us, but they can go up to some of their own girls tournaments. They're popping up. So it's growing in the state of Minnesota. It's growing nationwide. So we hired Jules Doliskar. He's going to be assistant helping up at the varsity and junior varsity level and the head girls coach. Also hired on Justin Coleman is a STEM teacher over at the middle school, and he comes from big wrestling background. Both guys do. He was coached previously in a couple other places in like Mound, Wisconsin, and Barnesville, but it's great to have him up on staff. And then I got some returning coaches with Bo Hayes, who's been with me all 7 years I've been here. Jeremy Mork's been with me for the last 4 years. Brent Ewell will be back, the head football coach. He'll be helping out when he can. He's not just going to a volunteer basis this year. He's got a lot to do with football and other things.
Right.
He's got a job there. Jack Stanton, a former wrestler that was on our 2019 state consolation championship team, he's decided to come into the room this year. His job allowed him to do that, so he's going to be helping out with the JV. And I don't think I'm leaving anybody else out. I probably will be. There's some other pair. Yeah, I think you know, and then you have Tony Rizak and Bob Pagel at the middle school helping out over there, and right. they'll come up from time to time. And
well, we have the girls, when you talk about the girls, I think we got the one young lady who competed nationally.
Yep.
And, I mean, she's good.
She's very good. Ella Pagel, yep. And see, with her, it's a... It's a little touchy, or not touchy, a little weird situation, because she's 170 pounds. And so she doesn't, you know, we're trying to figure out what's the best path for her. Her goals are to get the Olympics and the girls. Okay, well, wrestling 170-pound men doesn't always work out as well because of just the muscle tone, if that makes sense. Just the, yeah, just the difference in the
physicality.
Just the physicality is just different. And she's a phenomenal wrestler. Her technique is second to none. I mean, it's great, but sometimes when you're giving up the I don't know if I'd use the quote man strength to some of them, it we don't want to get her injured, so we're trying to figure out ways to get her. She's coming to the practices. We don't know how much she'll compete with the boys, but you know, and she'll be doing, she's, yeah, she's, her goals are set on the Olympics in a couple
right.
years.
So yeah, how does, I mean, not every program is going to have a women's wrestling team. So
no, they don't.
You know, so how do you, how, yeah, and yes, there are some that pop up, like you said, but yeah, how do you, I mean, does she compete in the high school wrestle? In the
yeah, last year she wrestled a bunch of JV, and she'll probably get some JV matches in again this year. Some varsity if we really need her. But like I said, we got to be, as coaches, we just got to be careful when and where we use her. There's girls' tournaments popping up all over the place. There are many, many, many teams in the state of Minnesota that have, you know, 5 to 10 girls on their team. Oh, wow. So these tournaments are happening, and we're allowed to send them to up to 4 girl-only tournaments and not have them count against our match count, which was different from last year, which was nice. It allows us to send the girls, if we're going somewhere and there's a girls' tournament, we can send them to that girls-only tournament so they can wrestle other girls, which is great for them. So.
So you got 5 this year?
Yeah, we have 4 up in the high school and 1 down in the middle school as an 8th grader, but she could come up and compete with those girls.
Is that up from last year, or is that about the same?
Yeah, we had 3 last year.
Okay, so we're showing some interest.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yep.
growing.
And we have a ton in the youth.
Really?
Quite a few.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, girls in the youth program, so.
So you, hopefully you're kind of feeding that program
exactly.
as they come up. How about the boys? Are they feeding that too? Do you see a rise in participants at the younger ages? Or
yeah. So it's like kind of the before COVID and after COVID type thing. So before COVID, we had some really high numbers, and then it really was tough getting them back in after COVID. But now we're kind of building it back up. So last year and this year, our numbers have gone up. We got great participation. Our youth program is very successful. I mean, they won the Min-USA State Tournament last year as a team. So for the boys, and years before that, they've won NYWA. So we've built up a very good youth program.
Awesome. So you have a tournament or a wrestle-off next Saturday, right?
No, that's a tournament. Yep, we're up in Lakeville.
Okay.
We'll wrestle off for our varsity positions this week. So that'll happen over the next few days, well, Tuesday, Wednesday-ish.
I was going to say, so when do you figure out who's wrestling in what class? I mean,
yep, what weight class? Yeah, we'll know. And that it changes from week to, I mean, it'll change throughout the year, but the wrestle-offs for this Saturday will be this Tuesday and Wednesday. So then we'll find out who's wrestling varsity and who's wrestling JV.
So you said you got 7 returning state participants. So
yep.
That's... you know, about half
yep.
of your roster is somebody that have, you know, good success and good results. So
right.
Expectations?
Yeah. We expect to do well. We think we're going to get better and better throughout the year. The preseason rankings have us ranked 4th in the state. We'd like to live up to that by the end of the year. Do I think we're there yet? Probably not. Right. I don't think we're there yet. I think we're young, and I think we need to build ourselves to get to that point. But do I think we could get there? Absolutely. And with the 7 returning state entrants. Yeah, we've got some pretty high expectations for them to lead this team.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fourth ranked in the opening weeks, fourth in the state, that's a goal.
Yeah, it's a big goal.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping the last few years, I'm like, why didn't they rank us fourth the last couple of years? Because that's where I thought we were for sure.
Right.
But they saw that we have 7. We're young, but we do have a very good core group of wrestlers. So we'll see.
That's right. That's all you can do. Just figure it out, right?
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for joining me this morning. I appreciate you taking out some time and stopping in the studio. We appreciate it. We wish you guys the best of luck, and let's stay in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds good. Jeff Staub, head coach of the wrestling team here this morning. We have that and a whole lot more. We're going to talk to Owen Murphy. He's a wrestler as well. I'll do that and meet the Raider coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Raider app right here on 95.1 The One.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
You don't want your valuable mail and packages being left outside while you're away. Instead, send it to Graphic Mailbox. They can receive your package so it's kept safe and is ready for you to pick up when it's convenient for you. Graphic Mailbox's team can help you ship almost anything, anywhere, and are the perfect stop to have high-quality graphics made for signs, decals, and anything else you could need. They are a great one-stop shop for all of your graphic and shipping needs. Stop by Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall today.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while, the coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. The development that's been very popular lately with Rice County people is Pete's Hill in Elko, New Market. It's located on the highest hill in Scott County. It's amazing views of Rice County. A really good opportunity for people who need to move closer to the Twin Cities but don't want to give up being in beautiful Rice County area. So we have extra large single family and twin home lots. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
And good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on 95.1, The One and AM 1080 KYMN. If you missed any of the interview with Jeff Staub this morning, you can catch us back on KYMNradio.net. You just go to the website, click on programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and go to the archive section and click on today's date, and you can listen back to all of today's program. So, still to come this morning, we will have a Meet the Raider with Liz Campbell and Evan Lowe as they interview wrestler Owen Murphy on this morning's program. And then Liz will get us up to date on our scoreboard as well this morning. So today is November the 26th, the 330th day of the year. It's just 35 days left this year before we go into 2023. Can you believe it already? Lots of activities going on. The boys' hockey team will be up in Monticello this afternoon. They'll be taking on, so I was going to try to get the head coach on this morning, but unfortunately he's got hockey duties today, along with Paige Haley. She's got the girls all the way up in Crookston. They're off to a 3-2 start, but they're playing right now in Crookston this morning, so we wish them the best of luck this morning. Sunny skies today. It's going to be 52. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal for this time of the year. It's going to be a little tough for the Nordic and cross-country teams to practice out there today, but it is going to be windy. Southwest winds are going to be 15 to 20 miles an hour, high gusts of up over 30 miles an hour. Tonight looks like increasing cloudiness, cooling off to just around 30. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then gradually clearing, hopefully throughout the afternoon, only warming up to about 36, but that's about normal for this time of the season. And then for Sunday night, partly cloudy, cooling off around 22. Monday, cloudy skies and 41. Monday night, a 20% chance of maybe some snow late in the evening, cooling off to around 29. And then on Tuesday, it's going to be a mixed bag of fun. It's going to be some ice, some snow, some rain, a little mixture of a little bit everything. 70% chance of snow, rain, and or sleet for Tuesday, warming up. Actually starting off in the morning and then cooling off to around 28 on Tuesday. And then for Tuesday night, 40% chance of snow, drops down to about 16. And then Wednesday, sunny skies as we warm up to only 20 on Wednesday. So enjoy today. It's a beautiful one indeed. We've got mostly sunny skies, and it's 43 currently on its way to 52. 27 minutes after 10 o'clock, you're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. Let's check in with the dynamic duo, Liz and Evan, and find out what's going on this week in Meet the Raider.
Hello and good morning. I am your host, Liz Campbell, here today with football player and wrestler, Owen Murphy. Also here with my co-host, Evan Lowe.
Hello, KYMN fans. Thank you for tuning in today, and thank you, Owen, for joining us in the studio.
You are listening to Meet the Raider on the Raider Rep.
Let's start off with some get-to-know-you questions, Owen, so that the listeners can get to know you. So today we're going to be talking about football and wrestling, but what other activities are you involved in?
Well, I'm in choir, so I'm in Raider Corps. It's a good group of people, and then, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, Owen. And then so far, this is your sophomore year of high school. Mm-hmm. What is the highlight of the school year been so far?
Definitely playing football with the upperclassmen. I made a lot of bonds with them. It was a great year.
Is there anything you're looking forward to this school year or in any of your upcoming seasons?
Yeah, the wrestling season should be good this year. It should be a good time.
Yeah, about that wrestling season, I just saw you posted something on your Instagram that you ranked 10th in the state or something
like
that.
Yeah, I ranked 10th in the state at 182, and then our team actually got ranked 4th in the state in AAA, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah. And then with that 182 weight class, is that going to change at all after the bulking up on the football season?
Yeah, it should change. I should drop down maybe a little bit, but we'll see how it goes.
Wrapping up the football season, what position do you play in football?
I played mostly outside linebacker, and then I played some running back on offense as well. Developing as a sophomore, I played more outside linebacker, though, at the end of the year, so yeah.
Yeah, and earlier on this year, I had Charlie Monahan and your captains on the interview, and they talked about winning every home game.
Yep.
Were you guys able to accomplish that this year?
Yeah, we were dominant at home this year, yeah.
And that's something that you guys weren't expecting. What did that kind of feel like, having that kind of unexpected underdog mentality this year?
Yeah, it was great being able to shock a lot of people coming from, like, not very good seasons in the past years. And then this year we kind of turned a lot of heads, and, yeah, it was pretty good.
And kind of coming off of those, like, won every home game, things like that, how did your conference and sections go coming from this, you know, underdog season?
Yeah, it was pretty good. We ended up winning our first section game, and then we traveled to Owatonna, and we had a tough loss there, a really close game, but yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and just diving into that Owatonna game, how would you describe your team's mentality off the bat?
Well, we played them earlier in the year. at their field too, and we kind of started off slow, so we knew coming in the game that we had to start off fast, and you'll preach that all week, and we came in really fast, and we fought the whole game, and we gave it our all, but yeah.
Yeah, and right during the start of the game, what happened for you guys?
We were dominating them. I think it was like we were up by like 2 touchdowns, I believe, and then, yeah, it's a lot better.
Yeah, you guys definitely brought the energy at the start of the game, yep. Owen. Mm-hmm.
And what do you think happened during the course of that game? Do you think it was just that Owatonna is a better team than you, or do you think it's something logistics-wise?
No, I think we were pretty even coming into it. We both have some good offensive drives. They really got their run game down, but at the end of the game, I think it was a close calls, and then, I don't know, I thought we were the better team at the end of it, but they took away with the win, so.
And with that, how did you guys deal with that after the game?
Well, it was upsetting seeing the seniors go, like all the bonds we made and having to let that go. But the refs' calls, I mean, you can't win a game off refs' calls. You got to overcome that.
Did you guys go in like expecting to win this game, or did you have a pretty even mindset?
We came in, you always tells us, like, don't let the name of the jersey like define them. But we came in thinking that we could beat them for sure. We had a good game plan. We executed it pretty well. The final score was, you know, it was tough, but that happens.
Yeah. And Owen, playing them earlier in the season, and you guys lost by a little bit. Mm. Do you think that made you guys come into this game a little differently?
Yeah, we definitely did. Like I said earlier, that we came off slow in the first game, and the second game we played them in the playoffs, we came out fast, and I feel like we definitely gave them everything we had, so.
And just playing them earlier in the season, do you think that changed the way that you mentally prepared for the game, or your team was able to get in the right mental headspace before the pressure of the section game?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing was knowing that we could beat them. Like in the first game, I thought we were kind of scared a little bit, especially it being their homecoming game. They had a lot of good energy, and well, in the past years, we haven't been the best team, but after that first game, we knew we had a team that could beat them. So yeah.
What would you say your favorite memory was on this historic season for you guys?
Well, there's a lot of good memories. Just, I mean, the practices with all the guys. I mean, then we'd do stuff outside of practice. We were just a really tight team. We had really good bonds with each other. I mean, there was a lot of tears going in at the last game, but just the bonds I made with all my teammates and coaches.
And what do you think the team's biggest accomplishment was this season?
Well, you always preaches culture, and I feel like we kind of changed the culture part of our program, and we're a lot tighter as a family. We have this motto where we keep swinging, pounding the stone, so I feel like the culture changed, and that's great.
Yeah, for sure. And you talked about making those bonds with your teammates. What would you say was your favorite team bonding moment?
Oh, there's a lot. It's hard to choose. There is one week. It was the Mankato West week, and we had a motto to, like, run into the storm. We were practicing the day before the game, and it just started, like, hailing and raining, and we were all just out there running like crazy, and we were all screaming and laughing at each other. It was just great.
And looking ahead, is there anything the team has to look forward to next year?
We have some underclassmen that are really good athletes, and just with the culture thing, and then us just combining those two and being a better team, hopefully beating Owatonna next year.
Yes. And out of those underclassmen, who should we be looking out for?
There's a few guys. We got Caden Oakland. He's a really, really good athlete. Then Christian Whiteman, a bunch of those guys. Michael Stewart, all of them.
We probably should be looking out for you too, Owen, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
What is the team looking to accomplish next year? There are a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of underclassmen, but what are we looking to better next year?
Just picking up where we left off and then getting better from there, and then hopefully getting a better section run next year.
Yeah, for sure. And you talked about having a very strong upper senior class leading the team and really contributing to you guys' success. With them gone, who do you think will step into that upperclassman role to lead the team?
It's obviously going to hurt losing those guys. We have some good juniors right now, like Austin Kep, Camden Kaiser, Kyan Rauch, a lot of John Newberg. We have a lot of guys that will step up and be great leaders.
So kind of talking about nowadays, what are you going to be doing in the off season besides wrestling?
Well, I'm also in track as well, and then just lifting weights and stuff.
And kind of talking about wrestling as we're going into the season and starting the season, how is the team looking?
We definitely lost a few key seniors, but We have a few new guys stepping in. Like, for heavyweight this year, we're looking at Noah Ackerman. He's the center on the football team. And then we'll have a lot of guys from last year come in. It should be a pretty solid team.
And last year, you guys were fifth at the state meet. And you already talked about that you guys are ranked fourth.
Yep.
So it'll be looking good for you guys.
Yep.
And with that, who are you looking forward to watching in this upcoming season?
There's some younger kids like Caden Staub. He's an eighth grader. He's putting a lot of work in the off season. And then Zane Ingles, he'll be probably the weight class above him. He's in the same grade. Jackson Barron's obviously a fun guy to watch. He's a state place winner a few years ago. So yeah, there's some good guys out there.
And what are you looking forward to personally in this upcoming season?
Being with the team, hopefully making another good run. It's always fun winning sections and going to state. It's always the best part of it. So yeah.
Do you have any personal goals?
Personally, I want to be on the podium this year at state. But
yeah, well, you're ranked there right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And last year, were you close to getting there? Or
so last year, I ended up taking second at sections, which qualifies you for state. I wrestled at team state and I ended up hurting my back, so I couldn't compete in the individual states. But
yeah, so we're hoping to stay healthy and then get there.
Sure.
Are injuries a big problem on the wrestling team?
There'll be a few bumps just like every other team, but yeah, hopefully not this year. It has been in the past a little bit, like some names like Darren Kuiper and Mason Pagel have been injured, but we'll fight through it.
And last year, the girls wrestling was a new thing for the MSHSL,
yep.
And you guys had a state champion, Ella Pagel.
Yeah.
And so looking at the girls' side, what are they looking forward to accomplish this year?
Well, I think it's more of an individual thing, but yeah, we have some really good wrestlers. Ella Pagel, she's just an outstanding wrestler. She's nationally ranked, and she's going to be really good someday. But yeah, she'll be looking for another state title, I hope.
So fun things ahead for both the boys and the girls wrestling.
Thank you, Owen, for coming and meeting with us today.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header.
And again, you're listening to Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. The holidays are fast approaching. Consider the gift of sight for yourself or maybe a loved one. Have your LASIK procedure performed before the end of the year or buy your LASIK gift card before the end of the year and receive up to $500 off. Don't forget about HSA or FSA dollars either. Make this the brightest holiday season ever with the gift of sight. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller and Dr. Mike Reinsbach, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Every day, each and every one of us at Northfield Lines enjoy providing worry-free travel for St. Olaf and Carleton student activities, along with providing Northfield and the surrounding area with our Metro Express service. Contact Northfield Lines for your next event you would like charter transportation, including weddings, church trips, holiday parties, or going out with your friends to enjoy the Christmas lights. We here at Northfield Lines are the drive behind worry-free travel. Northfield Lines would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Kirk from Merchants Bank. You know the good feeling you get from supporting a local business? One of the best things about shopping local is knowing that the money you spend will stay here to grow our community. At Merchants Bank, we believe in community commitment and supporting local businesses too. When you bank with us, you help us put money back into the local economy, creating a thriving community for everyone. Come talk to me and the Merchants team. We help families, businesses, and communities fulfill their hopes and dreams.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN. 20 minutes in front of 11 o'clock this morning, and lots of fun and activity going on. We're going to see a high today of around 52, cooling off tonight around 30, and then for tomorrow looks like gradually clearing the skies and a high of 36. We're at 44 now under beautiful blue skies. Let's get up to date what's happening with our scoreboard this morning with Liz Campbell.
Hello and good morning. I am Liz Campbell bringing you the Raider scoreboard of the week. Raider girls hockey played Blake this past Saturday up in Minneapolis, where they lost a tough game 3-5. On Tuesday, they took on Mankato East, winning 2-0. They had another game last night against Thief River Falls, and they won 7-1. That was their first game of the Thanksgiving tournament. They will play again later today against Crookston. Boys hockey had their first game of the Charity Shield Classic tournament last night, facing off against Mahtomedi. They lost 2-4, and they are officially 1-0 on the 2022 season. They will play again later on today against Monticello. Good luck to them.
Well, that's a wrap. Stick a fork in this. We're done. Unfortunately, that's all we got going on today. Paige Haley, like I said, is up in Crookston this afternoon. Actually, this morning, they're playing right now. I don't have an update on that score just as of yet. And then, again, the boys will be going to Monticello this afternoon up at Tria Rink up there. And that is the Charity Shield Classic going on. And they will be taking on Monticello at 3:15 this afternoon. So those coaches are a little busy today. And Zoe Ingersoll from the gymnastics team, she's got some stuff going on that she's taking care of some business this morning as well. So we're officially kicking off the winter season as the fall season completes itself. And we roll now into the winter season, but there's still a lot of stuff going on in between that some of these teams are just kind of getting fired up. So don't forget, today is National Small Business Day. I don't know if you knew that or not, but every year on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, the Shop Small movement tries to energize some small business owners to prepare for customers in every possible way. Small businesses feed our communities. They keep our main streets thriving and employ nearly half of the American workforce. Supporting small businesses means you're supporting your local economy, local business, tax base, schools, and infrastructure. Your holiday shopping will put food on the tables of people that you already know. So get out there and enjoy National Small Business Day. 52 degrees today. My goodness, what a great day to shop. I'm not a big, you know, shop till you drop kind of a guy, but I might have to go shopping today. And then, of course, it's National Cake Day. I don't even think I need to say anything more, do I? there are countless cake recipes. Some are even bread-like, others rich and elaborate. Many are still centuries old, of Viking origin. The word actually derived from the Old Norse kaka. At that time, a cake's texture was more like gingerbread due to the availability of refined ingredients. And now, there you know. Don't you feel so much more smart? Or maybe you don't after hearing all of that blundering. But needless to say, again, thank you for listening this morning to the Raider Wrap. Coming up on 15 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. And with that said, like, you can join us back on kymnradio.net. And just go to programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and then you can go to the archives, click on today's date, and you can listen back to any of the interviews with Jeff Staub or with Owen Murphy and Meet the Raider. Thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, if a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher
what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. The game was close, we'll call it a win. Go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good. But all in all, it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way. We like our beer flat as can be. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Cheap seats. Now the major's called up, oh, what's his name? And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up, and this old town's not quite so small. But I'll always miss the middle-sized town in the middle of the Middle West, with no-name pitchers, local bands, and mustard and relish and all the rest. We like our beer fat as can be. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
95.1, The One. More music, better variety.
The One.